Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Israeli military says it struck military targets in western and central Iran, with explosions reportedly heard in Iran's capital, Tehran, as well as Isfahan, Tabriz and Karaj. It comes hours after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps launched a series of strikes against northern Israel. Iranian state media earlier confirmed the launch, releasing a video it says captures missiles headed towards Israel. Israel's Air Force says it successfully intercepted all missiles with no casualties. Iran's attack reportedly prompted US President Donald Trump to call Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and advise against retaliation. That's as Israeli military leaders vowed to strike the Islamic Republic as soon as they were given the go-ahead. Israeli military spokesman Brigadier General Effie Defran says Iran made a grave mistake in launching the strikes.
A short while ago, the Iranian terrorist regime launched missiles towards the territory of the State of Israel. We were prepared for this. The IDF is strongly prepared in defence and strong in offence. The air defence systems are deployed throughout the country. At this hour, the Chief of Staff is conducting a situation assessment with the General Staff Forum and approving plans for the continuation.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have called the missiles launched at Israel a warning after Israel struck Beirut's southern suburbs earlier in the day and threatened wider strikes in the event of repeated aggression. Lebanese authorities say two people were killed and at least 20 injured in the Israeli strikes on Dahir, a stronghold of the Iran-backed Hezbollah movement. Brigadier General Defran says the Israeli missiles were launched in retaliation to Hezbollah firing at northern Israel earlier in the day.
We attacked in the Dahiyeh following the non-stop Hezbollah fire towards northern Israeli communities. The IDF will continue to operate across all of Lebanon and we will deepen the hit to the Hezbollah terror organization. We will not allow fire towards the citizens of the State of Israel to continue.
Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the Israeli military struck what it describes as terrorist headquarters in the southern suburbs, but local resident Hassan Jalwan says those impacted were civilians.
We were sitting and having coffee when we heard this not-so-loud noise. At first, we thought it was a truck, a shipping container, or something like that. Then it became clear that it was something else. But the sound was not loud. This is the second time they've targeted this area. As you can see, it's a civilian area. There's nothing here, and I don't know of anything here.
The strikes in Dahir were the first since the US announced a truce plan for Lebanon last week, and they were launched in defiance of Washington's request that Israel stand down. The resurgent conflict threatens to destabilize a broader ceasefire reached between Iran, Israel and the United States on April the 8th, as that conflict now reaches its 100th day. That story by Angelica Waite and voiced by T. Mitchell for SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.